The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Narcissist can be difficult, and it often has its roots in emotional abuse. So how do you know if you have a narcissistic parent, and what steps can you take then to deal with it and perhaps help to heal? Psychotherapists Helen Villers and Katie McKenna are co-authors of the book You're Not the Problem, The Impact of Emotional Abuse and How to Heal, and they both join me on the line now. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
If I was to say narcissism, the next word that anyone would reply to me would be Donald Trump. So that's kind of the shorthand for narcissism. But can you give us a definition of what narcissism is?
Yeah, absolutely. So actually, there are probably more accurately two types, covert and overt traits. And so if we actually look at the traits, there's five. We've got grandiosity, that big I am kind of thing. Entitlement, they have want something so they'll get it. Exploitation, they'll use people to get the thing. Motivational empathy, using guilt tripping to make people do things for them. And then impaired self-awareness, not understanding what their behaviour is, why they're doing it, but knowing enough about the behaviour to use it to get what they want. You know, those five traits are what we're looking for.
Now, which ones are covert and which ones are obvious to us all?
Depends how somebody presents with them. If we take entitlement, and if somebody feels entitled to something, and if it's more overt, they will just say, I want that thing, I don't care the impact on you, and I will take it. If it's more a covert presentation, they will typically use more motivational empathy, so more guilt tripping to make somebody feel sorry for them to get the thing that they feel entitled to. So the traits are the same for both, but it just depends whether overt is more obvious, people are able to see it more clearer, whereas covert is more insidious. It's more, it's harder for people to pinpoint and to name what's actually happening.
All right, now let's go through them one by one. Grandiosity, how might that be manifest in a parent, for example?
In the parent, it would be the superiority, the I know everything, I do everything the right way, don't challenge my authority. And again, this can be overtly presented or covertly. So it's just the feeling of, I am the best thing. I am perfect. If you have a problem with me, you're the problem, not me. And so that then, you know, creates an environment for a child who grows up in that feeling that they're always wrong, that if there is any kind of difficulty with their parent or anyone else, that it's them that is the problem.
And again, Katie, entitlement, how might that be manifest in the home?
A parent will feel entitled to absolutely everything from their children, whether that is their time, their money, their space, their skills, their labour, their emotional labour. They will be entitled to every single aspect of their life, and it's engulfing and it's consuming and it's not considering the child's needs at all.
So, for example, a child who is kind of forced to stay at home to mind mammy or daddy, when in fact they would prefer to be in Australia with their pals working, that kind of thing.
That's a really good example of that in a more kind of overt way. But this can, if we look at this more insidiously, this can be the parent that when the adult child is going on holidays and the parent is saying, oh, and, you know, would you not take me with you? And, or, oh, no, you go on and live your own life. Don't worry about me. I'll just sit at home by myself. And so we can see there the motivational empathy at play, the guilt tripping, because they feel so entitled to go. So, so you're right, Pat, that's one. And it can also show up in more ways than that, more insidious ways.
Now, one of the traits that you mentioned is impaired self-awareness. So, Helen, the idea that the parent mightn't have a clue that they are a narcissist.
Yeah, absolutely. Although there is this common myth that if you ask if you're a narcissist, then you're not a narcissist. And that's not true. That narcissists might think, am I a narcissist? But what they will do is dismiss it. Or if they're more overt presenting, they would say something like, oh, well, I'm fine. I've got to where I am and it's your problem, not mine. Whereas the covert narcissist, but how could you say that about me? I do everything for everything, everyone. Whereas the healthy parent would say, well, what makes you think that about me? So, yeah, the narcissistic parent might not be aware that they're a narcissist, but they wouldn't consider whether or not they are impacting their child negatively too. So it's just not knowing that the behaviour that they're using and how it impacts, or not even caring either, how it impacts the child. Mm.
So the difficulty is for someone who is being impaired by such a narcissistic parent, they may not have the tools to cope with it because they'll be made to feel really inferior by that parent.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely a devastating impact because the narcissistic parent will constantly chip away at the child's identity to retain that superiority. And the problem with this is that many people will say, well, it was normal, especially if you grew up in the 70s, 80s, 90s, it was very normal to have this kind of fear and control dominant parent. But the difficulty is it was normal, but it definitely wasn't healthy. And so children growing up in these environments often don't realize until they either leave them or have a baby or get married or something where suddenly it's like, oh, this behavior is really not okay and very different to what my friends particularly are experiencing.
So Katie, what techniques then will people employ if they identify the fact that they have a narcissistic parent and, you know, even though it might be difficult for them to do that identification because they wouldn't feel worthy enough to make that kind of diagnosis, what kind of techniques can people employ to cope with that kind of parent?
The first is awareness. And you had just said there that it is extremely difficult for them to be able to identify that. And a lot through the traits, if this is the first time people hearing them, they will struggle maybe even still to be able to identify their parents in that. So we go through them in You're Not the Problem. And we also break them into categories of parents. So there's three categories of narcissistic parent. That's the critical parent, the parent that always has something negative to say and they're not afraid to share it with you because they don't care if they hurt you. You have the ignoring parent, and that's the parent that just won't know what's going on in your life, won't ask anything, will feel that entitled that they think that you should phone them, but they won't have a care in what's happening. They mightn't even know your job description, for example, what you do. And then we have the engulfing parent, and that is the parent that society can actually praise and think that's wonderful because they're so involved in their child's life. But this is the parent that actually helicopters their child, engulfs them, doesn't allow them their own space, their own freedom, and can really, really damage the child. They're involved in every single aspect of their child's life in a really unhealthy way. And then, of course, there's the combination. Somebody can identify all three. So the awareness is the first thing that people need to be able to identify to then know that then, as you said, that they are worthy of something better. They have to be able to identify what is unhealthy first to be able to then work towards what they want and what is healthy and then healthy communication.
Now, in the book, you go through a number of strategies, Helen. What's the grey rock strategy?
Oh, the grey rock method. It's one of my favourites. It's a way of being able to interact with somebody who is very toxic, whether it's the narcissistic parent or any other narcissistic toxic person. And it's essentially putting someone on an information diet. So we're only giving them minimal information because information is currency to somebody like this. And so what we're trying to do is withhold that. So we're being friendly and pleasant, but when they say to us, what have you been up to this weekend? Instead of giving them all the information, we say, oh, you know, not a lot, this and that. What about you? And we turn it straight back to them so they get to talk about their favorite subject themselves. And then we are basically like withholding, protecting our peace, because if they've got information, that means they can chip away at it. So when we are asking for a need to be met in some way, we're not justifying why. We're just stating what the need is so that then they can't use our justification to explain why they're not allowed to meet it, you know?
Now, lots of things coming in on my text screen. One says, is a narcissistic parent a narcissist in every other aspect of their lives as well? Katie?
What we see is the image that the narcissist portrays. So, you know, a lot of people, we would know that saying going, you don't know what they're like behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. And this is very true for the narcissist. So the narcissistic parent, for example, will laud and praise their child in public and say, oh my God, they're wonderful and they're doing this, that and the other. And really what they're doing, though, is praising themselves, saying, look at what a good parent I am, because this praise will never be given to the child. They will never allow the child to have healthy pride. They will never praise them behind closed doors. In fact, it's the opposite. They will shame, ridicule, mock, humiliate, and reduce them and to being in that small state. So absolutely, there is a huge difference in the image that the narcissist presents to the public than actually the real lived experience of the family members at home with that person.
Well, you've certainly touched a nerve, all the communications coming into me now. I managed to leave my narcissistic ex-wife a number of years ago, but I only found out the true meaning of narcissist after I got out. But the nightmare continued as she weaponized our teenage kids. She destroyed her relationship with the eldest, and the youngest is beginning to withdraw from her. The damage they do to the kids is immense. They question the narcissistic parents' motives, actions throughout their life because they realize she didn't really have their interest at heart. It is abuse. Another one, narcissistic parents come out in force during a marriage breakdown, manipulate a child to turn against the other parent, severely impacting the development of that child. That's from Mark. And the final one, my mother recently found out I wasn't well. I had been keeping it from her. Her exact sentence to me was, "I knew you weren't yourself, because you never called me to see how I was last week." Is that a sign? Anyway, it's a very interesting book. It's called You're Not the Problem, The Impact of Emotional Abuse and How to Heal. And the co-authors, Helen Villers and Katie McKenna, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.